This is there's a really important halacha in Yeridea, one of the central halachas of Isser Veheter, very common case like we'll see, which is learned out from two sugyas in Shas, which are Mamish and Yelid Yoma. So now's really the time to learn the sugya. The Rashba in Taras Abayis, one of the big matanas to Kal Yisrael, the Sefer Taras Abayis, it's really the Sherish of all of Yeridea. He asks a question at the end of Beisat HaRoivis. The Rashba has a shayla. If someone cooks either meat or something which is traced in a kli, and he, like usually, you don't put the food all the way to the top, or else it'll spill over. He uses half the kli. And then, the next day, he puts in fish. Rashba didn't have apparently wasn't makbid on meat and fish in this situation, or vegetables or something. And then, the following day, he wants to use it for milk. So do we say that the second time he used it, also halfway, for vegetables or fish, took out the blia, what was absorbed from the meat, and now it's not anymore a flesh and kli. That was a hagala. And now you could use it for milk. Or if it was treif, it made it kosher with whatever he did the second time a day. That was the Rashba's question. Same thing also by roasting. If you have a shfud, if you have a spit, which was used for something which isn't kosher, and then you use it again for something which is kosher, is that considered a hagala or a libun? The Rashba brings a raya, the complicated sugya in Zvachim. The maskana of the Gemara in Zvachim is that is the aside. Kol yoyim nase giol lachaveray. Therefore, the Rashba says, Pashas will say, we see from the Gemara that every time you use it, it's considered a hagala. You could be magil from one day to the next. That's the beginning assumption of the Rashba. Rashba has two questions on this, based on two sugyas, and this is really the aside for this whole halacha. The Rashba asks, first of all, how could that be? Hakai malon bekli maschois. We have a yesod that we know by metal. We say chamik sasol cham kulo. This is the Rashba's yesod, as we'll think through in a minute. So we're really talking through. The Rashba is the first one to make this connection that when I use that kli for meat or for something trace, and I cooked only in the bottom half of the pot, I didn't only get the blia in the bottom half of the pot. Chamik sasol cham kulo says that whenever you have a metal kli, what you do in a little bit of it is going to happen to the whole thing. So the blia extended all the way to the top of the pot, asks the Rashba. Cham nitzasol cham kulo, and let's hear the lashon that he uses. Sheha iser hanivla, the absorbed iser, mispashtet v'hoylech b'kol hakli. It extends through the entire kli. That's the Rashba's yesod, the Rashba's assumption, which from here was built a whole sugi on the Rishonim and Achronim until the halacha. What's his makar? He brings two makaris, both are none of the yoyma. Of course, everyone knows. In Parakeitzat Soylin, we learn, Chamik Soso Cham Kulo. Problem is that not everyone knows. What's the Gemara saying in Keitzat Soylin? The Gemara says that, Karban Pesach, you're not supposed to roast it, it's also to roast it on a Shfud Shel Matechet, on a metal spit. Why? Because the outside of it is going to get directly heated up by the fire. And then the heat from the outside is going to extend into the inside of it. And then there's going to be, because of the din of chamik sasol cham kulo, kaimalon chamik sasol cham kulo, and then it's going to be tzli machmas davar acher. And the Torah says it has to be tzli esh. It can't be that the carbon pesach is going to be roasted by the inside of the spit of metal, which is inside the carbon pesach. It's not going to be roasted by the fire. It's going to be some sort of type of cooking. That's what the Gemara says. You have to use a wooden spit if you want when we roast in the carbon pesach. The Nela from there understood the Rashba. We should say chamik sasol cham kulo. And so too, if you're going to cook in part of a kli, meat or something, the entire kli will get that halacha. The same way you find by the carbon pesach. The Rashba is making two tremendous chidushim we see from here, which were not muskim in the Rishonim. First of all, the Gemara over there is talking about metal heat. We all know metal is a very strong conductor of heat. There's no such thing as having a kli which is partially hot if it's made out of metal. The whole thing gets hot. So the Gemara was saying a very simple scientific fact that everyone knows. Everyone who tried touching a pot on a flame will know that. It's not just the part that's touching the flame that's hot. The whole thing gets very hot. So the Gemara is saying there's a problem of tzli. The Torah says tzli yesh below tzli machmas davar acher. So you can't, the Torah says that you can't use a spit of metal. But who says that has anything to do with Isser Veheter, with our case? Who says that that means that when you cook and you have a absorbing of taste, of blia, inside part of a metal kli, that the entire kli will get that halacha, whether it's treif or meat or milk. What do the two things have to do with each other? Where did the Rashba assume that this simple fact in Mitzius becomes a halacha, where I could assume from there and learn halachos for all of Yaradeya for? And in fact, the Rishonim, the Shariduah, and others, there are Rishonim that don't have this halacha. Chamin Kol Chacham Kulo is not Muskam in the Rishonim. The second assumption the Rashba is making, which the Ra'ah, the Bet HaKabayis, assumes not like this, is that we don't say that Chamin Kol Chacham Kulo will pull out the taste. Because one could have said, and this is how the Ra'ah learns, at least by Libun, one could have said that the same way, the first time I cooked with the Kli, I cooked in part of the bottom part, and it extended to the top, and it made the whole entire thing meat or treif. So too, or chametz, so too, the second time I cooked with it, it'll also, kibolo kachfoto, which is our big klal in Hechsher, in the same way, the heat, or the taste, extended through the whole kli to make it get that din, it'll extend through the whole kli to pull it out. Why don't we go both ways? That's the Ra'ah learns also. Rashba understood pashtut from the fact that the Gemara says, chametz also cham kulo, kai malan, kidi'izu aparakit asolin, it was obvious to the Rashba, but that's the klal in all of the Sefer Hetzer. And the Rashba brings another makar, which we're gonna less work through, less think through, because the first makar is really where there's a deep yisayin that the Rashba understood in the lumdus of what's happening over here. But he also brings another makar, which is also in Anadiyomas, worth saying. Ugdoyla mizu amr b'psachim and farak al shah. He brings the halacha that the Gemara says in psachim that when a person has a knife from chametz, the knife is made out of two parts. There's the actual metal part which touched the chametz. Hot chametz, we're assuming. And then there's the part of the metal which is inside the handle. So they have to get stuck inside of there. What's called the kata. The kata de sakina. The Gemara says the machlokes is exactly how, whether there's two dinim on the part of the knife. But the maskana of the Gemara is, it's clear that the handle, the kata de sakina, also needs agola. Why does the handle need anything? When a person is cutting something, the handle's in your hand. The handle isn't what? Touching the chametz, it's not what's getting absorbed. You see from there also that we say chametz also cham kulo. And those, it's not the words of the Gemara, but you see from there that the same halacha. You see from there so that the over there you see over there that's where from that side you do see the taste. Oh, there is talking about a bliya, but that was the second ride. It's hidden. It goes through the metal. The taste the same way that from the outside, not from your hand. It goes in from the same way the part which you're actually cutting with. It'll seep in. The same way it'll happen by when you're cooking with the pot. It'll go through the metal itself. It doesn't go from the actual, Inside the handle, there'll be metal which will get the din of chametz chasu cham kulo. That's what the Gemara says. So the Rashba really needs a havana. What's the yisod of the Rashba telling us about chametz chasu cham kulo? The shita of the Rashba. So again, just focusing on the shoresh of this whole halacha, the shita of the Rashba. I think that, like a lot of times in Tarek HaBayis, what's the special matana we have with Torah Sabayis is the two-way, double conversation in the two of the Gedolei Rishonim, the Rashba of the Torah Sabayis, the Bedek Habayis was written by the Ra'ah, the Hasagos on the Torah Sabayis. That's precedented. We have a lot of Rishonim wrote Hasagos on other Rishonim. But then the Rashba himself answered. That's something which is kemat or completely unprecedented. The Rashba answered at length in the Mishmeres Habayis, and over there he was really megala a lot of depth in Torah. In the sugya also, we really see that. The Rashba in the Mishmeres Habayis, to answer the Ra'ah, the Rashba is halfway chayzer on the yisayit of chametz chasu cham kulo, but not because of the reasons we mentioned. But from the reason that the Rashba is a hava amina, and as far as stands even the Rashba's maskana in Mishmeres Habayis, we can begin to understand the way he looked at the sugya of chametz chasu cham kulo, at least to get some sort of gedder. The Rashba says, to argue in the Ra'ah, that Mehechi Tesi, that the din of Chametz Chasu Cham Kulo applies everywhere. It's very subtle there. I'm opening up trying to open up the words that he says. The Rashba seems to be mechalik between when you have a pot and when you have a shvud, when you're roasted. The Rashba understands, I agree to what I myself said, the Rashba, that when you have a pot which was partially cooked, partially absorbed, a taste, tam, and then that tam will extend through the entire pot. Why? Because the part that absorbed the taste was directly on the fire. What's directly on the fire will extend to the rest of the pot. So too, that's what the Gemara is telling us for Karban Pesach. The part that absorbed the heat, so to speak, on the outside of the spit, of the shvud, extends to the inside. But ask the Rashba, Mehechi Teisi will say it the other way. And the Rashba wants to say, we wouldn't say the other way. If let's say someone is going to roast treif meat, or stam meat, to make it fleishig, on a spit. Over there, the taste is not coming, like it is the Gemara and Psachim, from the place where it's hot, to extend inside the meat. There is the opposite. Over there, the taste is coming from what's covered, from the thing which is not directly exposed to the fire. And in order to say that the entire shvud is going to get the halacha of either treif or fleishig, we have to say that what was covered, what didn't see the fire, what wasn't ro'eh p'nei ha'esh, is going to absorb and then extend all the way outwards. And the words of the Rashba are, there's two reasons why we shouldn't say that. And we hear from here the omek of how we understood Chametz Chacham Kulo. Because the Rashba explains that even what the Gemara does say, that the heat extends from the outside of the shvud, from what's on the fire, inside to where the meat is also a chiddush, which we would not have understood simple from the teva. Which you hear from here, the Rashba understood, and here's the yesod, that Chametz Chacham Kulo is not just a simple mitzvah, it's a halacha. It's a din. It's a like the Rashba says somewhere else in Beis HaTaruvos, that it's Chazal who were b'kiyim b'halacha u'b'kiyim b'tzvayim. It's the special combination of Chazal that they were coming to say a halacha based on the halachos on the mitzvahs of the Torah. The words are, he says, first of all, af al pi she'ein aruah p'nei ha'esh she'habotar yichasen. If it would just be up to me, I wouldn't say that it would be tzli machmas dover achar, like the Gemara says, that it would be forbidden to use a metal spit because then it'll be cooked from the inside, because I would say that no. It's only going to be cooked from metal when, for example, it would be in a pot. When you cook carbon pesach in a pot, so then the pot is cooking it, not the fire. But if I'm cooking it on a spit, the spit is covered over by the carbon pesach. The spit has nothing to do with the fire, what's inside the carbon pesach. The fact that the heat from the outside warms it up, that's considered bishul. Perhaps it would be something like a klisheni. You have a lot of things in halacha that in order for something to be bishul, it has to be directly exposed to the fire. What's inside, I wouldn't say. The habasar yichasenu. And the Rashba continues, that's the first chiddush the Gemara is saying when the Gemara says you can't cook with a shvush or matechas. The second chiddush is, the afritivut hatle ein matzilotso me'oso cham. A second chiddush is, I would have said, without the Gemara, I would have said that inside the spit, where the carbon pesach is, there's all the juice, there's all the fat of the carbon pesach. It's wet there. Maybe that'll make it, maybe that'll cool down, liquid cools, maybe that'll cool down the metal spit, and the metal will have no kayach bichlau to roast from itself, and it won't be slimach mazdabar acher. It'll cool it down, so the bichlau won't be an action of roasting happening from the spit in there. It'll be the same way we never say a carbon pesach is usher al bishul because it heats itself up from the juice inside the carbon pesach. We don't say that. So we would say the same thing for the spit inside. The liquid inside the carbon pesach will make it, could have made it that the spit would be absorbing. The spit would be affected by the carbon pesach and not the other way. Kamashmal and the Gemara, no. The Gemara tells us it's not true. The Gemara tells us it's a special halacha that heat travels. That in meat, heat, which is going to be in part of the metal kli, won't just be there. It'll get up and move. If there's going to be heat on the outside of the shvut shel mateches, that heat is not just going to stay on the outside. That heat is going to get up and move over to the inside. There's the words of the Rashba, which he already said in Torah Tabayas, we have to listen to the tam of the words, sa'isra ha'nivlam mispashet v'holech. Mispashet v'holech. That what the Rashba heard from the sugya in Psachim about Chametz Chacham Kulo is that heat is in metal is mispashet v'holech, it moves. From there, the Rashba understood misvar, and again, it's not mucha, but we can at least begin to understand where the Rashba was coming from. The same way, says the Rashba, that we see the Gemara tells us a chiddush, which we would not necessarily have understood on our own. That the heat from the outside is not just going to be on the outside. The heat on the outside is going to give the same din it has on the outside to the inside to make it that it'll be slimach mazdavar acher, that it'll be roasted from the pit. So the same way that the heat moves, the heat will take the blia with it, understood the Rashba Misvara. Because what's happening here is not just a simple teva, a simple natural thing that heat always gets hot. I mean, the Essim, much later on, the Paiskim already discussed Panim Yerus, I think was the first one to talk about it if the din of chametz hanzo cham kulo is said when you don't feel that the rest of it is hot. Panamiros is nistapik in that. It's not mukhach what the Rashba would say, but from the words of the Rashba, it's possible, the svar of the Rashba, we could hear why such a thing would be. It's not just that we feel it's hot inside the Karban Pesach, so it's for sure. Slimach masavar acher. No, could be, for all we know, it could even feel cold if someone would put their hand inside there. Because it's covered over, and because the juice of the Karban Pesach will cool it off. We don't know. But it still would be slimach masavar acher. There's a halacha that he travels. When he travels, maybe he will take the blia with it. The Rashba understood that he will take the blia with it. Good. We'll get there. We'll get there in a minute. This is just for the first part. Why the Rashba understood not like the Sharidu and others. Why the Rashba understood not like the Ra. It's also based on this. We'll get there. Yeah. First, just the second half of the second part of the Svara of the Rashba. The Rashba says, we need to really hear these words. The Rashba says, that's all when it's going from the outside to the inside. But when it's the other way, when the taste is coming from inside, when someone was roasting something treif or meat on the spit, and now we want to know if the whole thing is going to get the taste from the inside outwards, the Rashba says, Me'ichat Esu, we should say that. Avol makom hatzli lo karinan lecham. Imam says the words. Lo karinan lecham. The actual tzli, except for the din of cham esasu cham kulo, where the heat from the outside is going to make it, give the inside the power to be a tzli machmas davar acher, to be roasting the Karban Pesach directly, but by itself, what's roasting? Lo karina lecham. It's bechlal not even hot. We don't call it hot. It doesn't have a din of hot. Mipnei she'ein ruah pnei ha'esh, because it doesn't see the fire. V'od, and he says the second svara, she'ritivusa hayotzei min atzli machlish koach om ha'esh. The rotev that comes out from the tzli will weaken the power of the fire. Again, the same two svaras. So Me'ichat Esu asked the Rashba that the din of cham esasu cham kulo will bechlal apply by roasting. Bukhari doesn't say it's a verish, but Mustamah, even now, he would still be standing with the din by a pot. Because by a pot, you don't have this problem. By a pot, the fire is directly on the bottom of the pot, and then it'll extend to the rest of the pot. It's only by roasting where cham esasu cham kulo is only going the wrong direction. That's the Rashba svar. Now, for the question of the direction of the Blia, the Rashba over here, you can almost hear how purposely he's ignoring that question. Because when you hear the Rashba arguing on the Ra this way, you could say, very obviously, very simply, okay, the Seder, the inside, lo karina lecham, the retibus is machlish, and everything like that. But the Seder, so what? From the outside, made the inside hot. Once we say cham ezazu cham kulo, that the heat from the fire on the outside will extend, be mispashet beholich to the inside. Now the inside is hot. So the inside should pull the tam back out to the outside. So therefore, even if mitzad itself, the inside, doesn't have the din of tzli, mitzad itself, but once it became cham, it became hot because of cham itzasu cham kulo, it should go back the other way too. And therefore, if you're going to cook, roast a something which is treif or meat, the taste should be absorbed into the spit because of the din of cham esasu cham kulo, which made the inside hot. Once the inside's hot, let's continue cham esasu cham kulo the other way. The Rashba ignored that. The Rashba is understanding, you hear his mom is saying that, the cham esasu cham kulo only goes one way. It's a one-way street. That's what he's saying. And once we're understanding the svara of the Rashba, I can understand why that would be. Because again, cham esasu cham kulo is not just a simple teva. It's not just a simple nature which says that when you have a kli which is hot, the whole thing is hot. Cham esasu cham kulo says something very specific. It says that the teva of heat in metal is to travel. So it just because it goes one way, who says it goes the other way? This is not a regular din of blios where we say kevolo kach polto, that libun is libun and hagola is hagola. There's a special din by the teva of heat, and understood the Rashba Nisvara, also blias by metal, that when part of it is hot, that heat extends, travels to the rest of the Me'ichat Esu, understood the Rashba Pasha, that it'll extend and then pull back also the other way. Once there's a halacha, once there's a chiddush happening, the chazal or mechadish in the halachos of traveling of heat and blias, we can understand why the Rashba understood that it won't pull out the taste. Kamat Mefurish here. And this is also a big shaila in the Paiskin. I don't remember seeing the Paiskin bring this makar over here. But Lachaira, you see from the Rashba, understood that the case of the Magen Avraham, the Goyin, they talk about a shaila, very common question, very common in the Maisa. If someone has a milchig spoon, which accidentally stirred a pot of soup, of chicken soup in it, and alachiz were mishayer, we have to size up keneged shishim, because we assume that the blia in the milchig spoon is the size of the soup. So you have to see, is there going to be 60 times the size of the spoon in the soup? Question is, how much of the spoon? It's a big question in the paiskin, very lemaisa, very practical. How much of the spoon do you have to be mishayer? You have to be mishayer the whole spoon, or just the part that was inside? Shaila is, do we say chamin kozo cham kulo? And we'll say that because the inside of the spoon touched the heat, absorbed the heat, and the taste, the mela is what goes through the whole thing, and it'll pull out tam, it'll pull out taste from also the part of it which goes b'chlal not in, inside it. So the Svar, Magen Avraham, and the Goyin say is that chamin kozo cham kulo is only mavliya and not masli. It only puts in taste and doesn't pull out taste. It's Bramish brought in the Acharyanim. And Lachar, you already see this here. Asharish was in the Rashba. Rashba was understanding Pashat in a very similar case, that the heat from the outside of the spit and the taste, which is going to go inside and give it the power of Slimach Mazdavar Acher, is not going to pull the heat and the taste that's inside back out. So Lachar, according to the Rashba, in that case, we wouldn't say that you'd have to be Mishayer, Shishim, Kineged, the whole thing. This was all the, just to finish up the Mahalach and the Rashba, this was all the Rashba's discussion in perhaps halfway being Chayzer, and saying Chamas and Chamas Kula would not apply by Tam, which was Nivla from a Tam of Trace, or meat, which was Nivla into a Shfud, Shal Matechas from the inside. But the Rashba says, he's saying, this is, I'm all saying and understanding the sugya of Chamas and Chamas Kula, but Lemaisa, I'll be Machmir. And again, you hear how he's going with this Shita. He says, the Esher, the Chamas and Chamas Kula, Amrinon, the Oso Cham, Shetachas Atzli. We'll say Chamas and Chamas Kula, even in the heat that's under the Tzli, but he doesn't say what he could have said. Well, he might have expected it to say that once it became hot, it'll go back out. That's not what he says. It'll work even there. Livloa mia machmas oso hachom kulo afalpi she'en bo kedei levashel. It's possible that the heat that's directly in the spit, which is under the meat, is not going to have heat kedei levashel. If that was true, then you couldn't even use wood to make a carbon paste off, because the wood itself would get hot. It's not kedei levashel, but it could be mitzad teva. Forget chamisazo cham kulo from the outside. That the heat of what you're doing, of the fact that this spit is inside a fire and inside a very hot piece of meat, is going to make it hot enough that it'll be able to absorb taste from whatever you are roasting, and that heat, which is going to have that blia, it's going to get, will be enough mitzad itself to do chamisazo cham kulo, to bring it back out. So the Maisa the Rashba is Machmir. The Maisa the Rashba is Machmir, and he'll say that the taste, which is going to be inside the thing that you roasted, will also go back out. But again, he's never saying that it goes both ways. He wasn't Chayzer in that. He's saying that it's hot enough mitzad itself. Oso hachom. It's hot enough mitzad itself to go back the other way. In the case that the post can talk about of the milchig spoon in the fleishig soup, That would be completely different. The Rashba Mustama would stay with the Hava Amina, because over there, the part which is outside of the soup, you're holding it in your hand, and every Bechlal got hot. It could be it'll have a din of Chamek Tazel Cham Kulo, like the Panam Niros, has a sad to absorb taste. But it doesn't, it's not hot mitzad itself. You're not going to say that it'll be Chamek Tazel Cham Kulo, what I'm holding in my hand, to put the taste of the milk spoon into the soup. It's only by the specific case of something which you're roasting, which is inside a fire, and it's inside meat, which is also hot, even though it's lo karin lecham, like you said before, and the retivus is machlish kochaish, still is mitzadit to be machmir, the taste will go back out. That's the yisod of the din of chamek tazel cham kulo, which I wanted to talk through over here, because this is mamish, the inyan of the yom of final thought, a minute or two of what, of the idea, the yisod, which we're in Avodas Hashem, which this whole halacha is teaching you, which of the Yom HaDiyoma of Karban Pesach, of Pesach, the reason that the Torah says this halacha, this whole thing came from, Cham Tzatzel Cham Kulo, came from the Karban Pesach, that the Torah says, Tzlui Eish, that the Torah says to this halacha that the Karban Pesach has to be roasted, and we see, Ad Kedei Kach, the Torah was machmir, that it has to be completely 100% roasted, it can't even be a little bit affected by a kli, by something else. It has to be directly on the fire. Even the inside of it can't be affected. It can't be, that's why you can't use a metal spit. The Rambam writes that this halacha of Tzvi Esh is part of one of the many halachos, which the Torah says, the Torah already said, are the one common yesod of Pesach is chipozim. The first time the Torah says that was not about matzah, it was about the carbon pesach. To eat it b'chipozlein. There's a din of chipozlein that you can't use a kli, because in order to start cooking, even cooking with the shvuz and matechas of the inside, that means you already are a little bit niyushav. It means that you already have a pot, you already have utensils, you're sitting here in your kitchen, you have a recipe, everything is good. The Torah says no, you have to be in a rush, b'chipozlein, to get out. That's why the etzem lo yishberubo, etzem lo yishberubo. If you're breaking the bones, it means you've got time. If you're going to start taking the Karban Pesach out, and it's not going to be nechal l'minuyav, it's not going to be all everyone set beforehand already, it means you have time to figure out who's going to be my guest. We'll wait for the late one who maybe will come. That's to be b'chipozim, the matzah for sure. That was the whole mitzvah of the matzah, is the lechem which comes from chipozim. The Rambam says the reason this happened was, it's not yadua enough, but it's mamish the yisod of Pesach. A little bit different than the classic mahalach of matzah, is because if, let's say, we wouldn't have been b'chipozim on b'leil ha'seder by the lila of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then what would have happened? Some people would have said, Hashem said to get out of Mitzrayim, we're straight out. We'll be out in 5 minutes. Some people would have said, well, I need to pack. I need to get the kids ready. They would have taken longer. We would have slowly trailed out of Mitzrayim over the next day or two or three. The last 50, 100,000, 10,000 people would have been left behind, and Mitzrayim would have hurt them. Mitzrayim maybe would have not let them go. They wouldn't perhaps never have made it out. Hashem said, I want every Yid who's going to go out, who will go out, every Kol Echad Mi Yisrael, everyone who's Bechlal, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, has to go out. The only way that could happen is if we're going to go out and we're going to prepare to go out B'chipozim. If no one is going to take any time to go out, we're all going to go out. We all went out in one shot. And that's the sort of what happened with Pesach. Pesach is before the whole Mahalich of Maimon Har Sinai and Torah. By Maimon Har Sinai, it was Kimchoila Samachanoim. There were many Machanois, the Machanoi Moshe, the Machanoi of Aaron, the Machanoi of Koyan, Levi Yisrael. That all happened after Torah. And it's good that's there. It's true. It's important. There's many Madregos in Klal Yisrael. But by the Leil HaSeder, the Chalois of Klal Yisrael being the Bnei Bechor Yisrael, being the Am HaNivchar, that happens to everyone in Klal Yisrael. Both the people who would have taken their time, people who maybe weren't such big tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim, and the people who, everyone together. I just want to finish with a beautiful remez. Mamash, a beautiful remez that the Kushnitzer says, that the chalukah, perhaps the paradigm, the archetype of all the different types of people in Klal Yisrael, and humanity b'chlal, is Zohar and Akeva. They're two different types of people in the Teva of the world. Other Marisa on the Gemara says was two parts. The Nivrush and Emer Ochar V'Kedem Sartani. Could have been here and there. There was the Mitkadimim, the Kedem, the V'Chivshua, the Teva of the Zohar of let's get out of the Shrine right away. And then there was the Ochar, the people who would get the kids ready, who would be the Akeres Abayis, who still have the Abayis, the Ochar V'Kedem. On the Leila Seder, it says the Kashin Sir, the Remez, Chof, the word Chipazoin, is Chof, covered over. We're not having here, like the Karban Pesach, covered over. It's covered over. Chos Zohar Unikeva. Chos Zun Zohar Unikeva. That the Chalukah, the difference between different types of people, there's Zacharim, there's Nekevos, and many, of course, subcategories of Zacharim and Nekevos in the world, that's all covered over. There's no Zohar, there's no Nekeva, there's no difference between people just for this one night. Afterwards, everyone has their tasket. But the Shorish of Klal Yisrael is Chos Zohar Unikeva. Everyone together goes out of Mitzrayim, which should be Zeche. All together, all of Klal Yisrael have the Geula. Kiloi b'chipozim teseon, like the Novi says about the Geula Shleima. Kasmayesh.